So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I have a very interesting follow-up from a video we did before on Stephen Shastma. And this guy started out 600 pounds, okay? I'm having a picture up right now. We're gonna look at the progression of where he came from, where he is now, because people wanted to know, is he still maintaining his weight? How is he doing? So I think it's been like 3 years now, right?
3 years this October 6th since I started.
Awesome. First of all, they're not going to believe that you were 600 pounds, right?
Exactly.
But you were 600 pounds.
Yeah. 610. Yeah.
Wow. Can I just recap on your, how you got that big? Because, you know, like you weren't born 600 pounds. How did you end up being 600 pounds?
I was always like 375 most of my life. And then I kind of quit working at a really physical job. And I moved to a city and I had a more sedentary job. And it's just slowly kind of crept on over about a 8 year period, 10 year period. And the problem was I got so big that I was like, oh, I'm going to try it tomorrow. And then 3-4 years later, you know, it just happened. And then all of a sudden I made the decision to start. And then I've lost and kept it off. And as I told you before, trying to lose it all those other ways, it never worked. You know, until I started the keto, and it's probably been the best thing I've ever done, and it's been pretty easy actually to do it.
And you also did intermittent fasting too, right?
I've been doing intermittent fasting now for a year and 3 months. I have one meal a day. I'm a 23, well, like maybe 23 and a half. I have one meal a day and that's it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So here you are 600 pounds. It seems to me that if you're 600 pounds, literally, I can't imagine how your knees would feel walking, going upstairs, going on an airport, sitting in a plane. Like, it's just like a whole different experience. I can't imagine. What was that like?
It was tough. Like, I was, for 600 pounds, I was fairly mobile.
Yeah.
But, like, going up and down stairs, it was tough. Going into sitting in a booth somewhere, if it was a booth instead of a chair or chairs with arms. And then, of course, the plane, I had to have the arm up, and then it's the poor guy sitting beside me, right? So it was tough. Everything, you kind of had to plan out your challenge, right? It was, everything was logistics, or else you couldn't sit there.
Gosh.
Or you couldn't be there. It was tough.
Did you ever notice people looking at you, pointing to you, or anything like that?
That was probably my worst one. Like in supermarkets, you know, everybody would look at you and they would kind of sneer, but it was the little kids. They would like point to their moms and like, look how fat that boy, look how fat that man is, mom. And then of course their moms would be embarrassed, but there was a lot of that because you didn't really realize how big you were until you see pictures you're standing beside somebody else. And then you don't, when you're that big, you don't think, well, I'm not that big. That's not that bad.
So
it really is.
I want to dig into what you just said there, because I suspected that you haven't really confronted or faced yourself in the mirror. You're probably going around thinking, okay. You know, you're probably not looking in the mirror at yourself inspecting, right?
No. It's when you get beside somebody and then somebody points it out, then you're like, okay, I got to take a look at this. And then you kind of brush it off. And
wow.
So there's lots of denial when you're that big. It's like everything else, like, oh, I don't have a problem. I don't have. And then you actually really do.
That's just amazing. Cause I did have one gal, she was very large, and she, the reason what got her to change is she saw a shadow of herself and she didn't recognize a shadow. I'm like, don't you look in the mirror? Like she didn't happen. She just didn't see it. Just kind of blocked it out. So, wow.
I always knew it was there, but I was like, oh yeah, tomorrow I can get on it. Tomorrow I'll start.
Okay.
I can do it tomorrow. And But then you kind of get into routine as like tomorrow turns into a month, turns into 6 months, turns into a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's always a tough thing because you've tried, like I tried like all the Jenny Craigs, the diet centers, like all the stuff I could possibly read, the, you know, the low fat stuff. It never worked. I could last maybe a week or two and then I couldn't do it. And as I told you before, it was Joe Rogan. That's how I kind of got onto keto. I was watching his podcast and it was something intriguing. And then I kind of got on to Jimmy Moore. I got on to you and I did my research for like a month. Like I found out the beginning of September and I started doing my research. I got onto you and then Stephanie, just three of you basically got me started. And then I started doing keto. And then once I started, it was just the most amazing thing and it was easy and I could stay on it. And, you know, 1 month turned into 2 months to 3 months. And I started sleeping, you know, the weight started coming off and it was pretty easy.
So easy because you weren't hungry or because you could eat fatty foods?
I wasn't hungry. The biggest thing was the first 2-3 weeks, yeah, I had the, you know, the keto flu where I was going through the withdrawals. It was a little tough. But then after that, I was, you know, eating the three meals a day. I was having the bacon, the eggs. You know, I was eating pretty good food. So it was really easy. And I was dropping weight pretty good. But my problem at the beginning was I was reading too many books where, you know, up the fat, have all this fat. I was taking MCT oil and I was adding all that stuff on. And it was, then after about probably 6 months, I wasn't losing that much. Well, I was losing weight, but not as much as I thought I should be. That's where I told you I reached out to Tristan that you just had on. And I actually hired him as my keto coach. And he basically turned me around and said, hey, cut out all that extra fat, that MCT oil, just eat natural food. Have the fat in your hamburger, you know, start cutting some of your meals down. Don't do what they're saying. Just get really simple and eat whole foods. And once I did that, that's when I really shot down. Like I shot down real. And then I stalled again and I started watching you and you started talking about intermittent fasting. That's where I started, you know, a year and a half ago, May. And then I really jumped my last bit down because I was having a little bit of problems again with the three meals a day. You know, doing it or the two meals a day. Then I really got down in intermittent fasting and I've been doing that now for a year and a half and I would do one meal a day. I couldn't even eat two meals a day now. It's so easy. And like traveling and going to friends and I have one meal a day and sometimes I don't even eat that meal if I'm too busy. I can go 2 days.
How much do you weigh now?
I'm down to 248. It's been kind of a weird year. I was 264 last year in our interview. I got down to 248, but I've dropped a couple clothes sizing and waist sizes, but I have a scale that I'm going to keep an eye on my, like, you know, my body fat and my muscle. I gained 18 pounds of muscle in this last year. So it's been a weird year. I haven't lost like a ton of weight, but I'm still happy I lost, you know, down to 248, but I've actually put on a lot of muscle. So I always wanted to get down to 225. But I think I'm going to kind of be in this area, this 240 to 248. I do have a few more pounds to lose, but it has been slowing down for me. But I keep going up in my muscle. Every month I'm doing 2 pounds to a pound of muscle because I've been working out 5 days a week doing a lot of weights.
Wow.
So this whole thing about weight near the end, kind of got to throw it aside. Go on your clothing size. Like that's a big one for me. I went from a 3X now. I'm down to an extra large, 2X, depends what clothes. I went from a 40-38 waist to a 36-38. And just the whole shape of your body has changed. So, you know, everybody's worried about the scale. I don't, you know, in this last year, I just don't really care about it. I kind of know by feel, clothing size, but I'm gaining weight. I know it's kind of funny. We're all trying to lose weight, but I'm gaining the right kind of weight and muscle. And
yeah.
That's what's helped me out a lot. Yeah.
Did they ever do an ultrasound or any type of test that you detected a fatty liver back then?
No, I never did any tests. I'm actually going, my doctor right now with my cholesterol, my LDL is a little high and I keep trying, he's trying to put me back on statins, but my HDL is super high. So I've talked him into sending me to a cardiologist to get those tests that we talked about to get that done. So I'm actually just in the process of going to go to a cardiologist who can in Canada here can run those tests. We have free medical here. So my doctor is going to send me to a cardiologist to get the test for the LDL because I do not want to go on statins, you know, no. You know, and I'm in really good health now and I know what, you've explained it many times. So has a lot of people. You know, I have like a 1.57 HDL and my LDL is 4.7. He's concerned. I'm like, I'm not worried about it. I'm like, is it, which size is it? He's like, oh, I can't tell you because the tests that I do, I can't do it. So I got to go to a cardiologist. He'll run those other blood tests, that the lipid tests or whatever those are called. So I'll know here. So wow. Still that fight. Doctors yeah. don't do what we do. So, you know.
No, we're going to, I was just talking to Dave Feldman, is the cholesterol guru. He's coming to the summit. And he's going to be, we're just going through how we're going to educate people on this, because it's a point that keeps coming up. And I think it comes up because we're obviously brainwashed into thinking cholesterol is bad. But he has some really interesting observations on cholesterol and why it might be high when you're keto. It basically has to do with energy delivery. That's all it has to do with. It's nothing to do with anything else. But I just got from Ivor Cummings, who's also coming, this research thing that he sent me that totally concludes that LDL cholesterol and total cholesterol do not in any way, shape, or form contribute to heart disease, heart attacks, zero. And so I have this paper. I'm going to release it at the summit. So,
well, what didn't help us here, my doctor, there was just an article put out, it's probably on Facebook on all the news, that some big cardiologist said that keto is terrible for us and we're all going to have heart attacks. So he brought that article up to me. I said, I'm not going on statins. I've been off it forever. I've never felt better. You know, he's a little bit formulated with your age. And when we do the 10 here, you're at the 10% risk. I'm like, I'll take my chances. And then he's like, how about we come into an agreement? I'll send you the cardiologist and let him decide. So that's why I said, okay, if you want to send me to another specialist.
Yeah.
Because they don't believe that I've lost all this weight in this time. I actually had to show my doctor pictures.
Wow.
And he still doesn't know how I've done it. And he doesn't know how I eat once a day. He still can't. You know, the doctors are confused and,
yeah,
you know, they're on the old way. So
yeah, the more educated they are, the more educated they are in the wrong information, the harder it is to unfix their fixed ideas. And it's almost like, that's why I like working with younger doctors that are more open. And there's quite a few of them. There's a huge movement of docs that are actually going to more keto. So now I have a question. Like when you weighed 600 pounds, did you have a tremendous amount of food, or did you have a moderate amount of food, but it was mainly carbohydrates? What did you eat?
I eat a lot of sandwiches. I was big into like the breads and the deli meats, and then pizza and chips.
Okay.
I ate that quite a bit, but I didn't eat a lot during the day. What my worst thing is, I would get home from work and then I would have way too much. I never was big into sugar. So yeah, I was a carb guy. Like, you know, I had the worst foods, the pizza. I'm single. I'm not married. So I would order food in, or I would go buy the stuff I liked. And yeah, I ate too much because it was a comfort thing. I was like, the worst thing it was for me is like, you're working and you're busy, and then all of a sudden you get home and you really crave that and you want it. So you want it so bad. So you eat it. But after you're done eating, to say that pizza, you feel so shitty. You're so down. It's like that whole mood side and crash. You're like, oh no, I should have done this. I should have went to the gym. Tomorrow I'm not going to have this pizza. And I went on that battle for 2 years, 3 years. And people used to tell me, you're depressed. But I didn't think I was depressed because I was getting up every day going to work. They're like, you know, you need to smarten up. But my biggest issue that I was having near the end, I had water retention in my lower legs. And that is probably my biggest problem. And to nowadays, since I had such bad water retention in my lower legs, they would swell. They were like the redness. I do have a skin issue from that. So my skin is fairly weak. So if I actually bump my shin, my skin kind of peels like an onion, and there's nothing really we can do about it. It heals, but I do have a little bit of, after all this said and done, I have the skin, but I also have my lower shins where I had the water retention. That skin's never really going to come back, I've been told. Because of just the water retention in your skin down there. So that was my worst thing. And still, I do have quite a bit of a skin issue still because, you know, I was an 8X. So now it's never going to go away. I've been to a couple plastic surgeons. They tell me the operations are huge. Like, you know, they're going to do like the upside down T, cut it. Like, it's like you're out for 6 weeks. They have drains in. for me, I'm happy with what I look like. Mm-hmm. I do have the skin, but hey, it's a reminder to never get back there.
Right.
I'm not going to go do it. It's $100,000. I have to do five operations. There's five different operations to get rid of all the skin, and then you have all the scars. I'm at an age now, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to be out for 2 years.
No.
And it's a major operation. So at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me. You know, I've been happy with it. Like, I've had this whole year to go back and forth. I've seen some specialists, and, you know, I don't want to do that. It's a pretty major operation.
Yeah. To do that. I could imagine that. Well, on a positive note, when you're doing intermittent fasting like you are, that will improve some of it over time.
Yeah.
And if you could actually do periodic prolonged fasting, let's say like every few months, you go to 72 hours. What will happen is like you'll see even more change for the skin because the amount of recycling of the damaged proteins, your body will start sucking some of that back. So that will improve if you wanted to do that.
Yeah. I do that like without even trying because sometimes I go home or I'm on a trip somewhere and there's no food I like. I'll just, if you know, it gets to be 8 o'clock at night and I haven't ate that day, I'll just skip it and go to the next night at 8 o'clock. You know, to me, I can go that far. People don't, you know, and I still work out. The thing is, I do pretty good. Like I do 45 minutes of pretty hard weights a day. Wow. And I do at least 35 minutes of cardio. I do, you know, cardio. I do that 5 days a week. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, but like I've had really good gains. And I checked out my protein because you guys are always asking me. I'm doing about 50 grams a day of protein between, you know, my hamburger and say some cheese on it. I do that every day. I kind of, you know, I'm a type of guy that has 5 days a week. I have kind of the same-ish meal. Mm-hmm. What I have increased though is my salad. I used to have a smaller square salad. Now I have the one big one. So, and I'm doing more of a power greens. I was always eating kale. Now I'm doing one called an organic power mix. It's just got arugula, spinach, kale, and some chards in it. And I have one of those every day religiously.
Wow.
And so that's what I eat. You know, pretty simple. If I go to a restaurant, I'll have a Caesar salad or a hamburger, no bun. But, you know, I'm down to one meal a day, half hour a day. And, you know, a couple times I've ate twice a day, which I didn't even feel good. So, right. You know, because you're out at an event or something. But 99% of the time, I'm down to one meal, half hour, the 15 minutes it takes me to eat that meal. And that's all I have. And that's at the end of the day. I don't eat in the morning. I don't eat till like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night after my whole day is done.
Wow.
Because I don't have time. And, you know, I've never felt better. Like that's probably the biggest thing I can tell people is intermittent fasting is probably the only secret to this whole like business that we do. But it takes a little bit of determination and it takes a little bit of skill. But once you get on it, and your grocery bill goes down. Like I spend next to nothing on money and food. Like people go out and they order all this stuff. And I don't spend more than $100-$125 a month on food. And I'm 6 foot tall. I'm 47 years old and I eat a pretty nice meal every day. I don't know. So
incredible. Incredible. This is good data. An average person who's not overweight in their lifetime consumes 56 tons of food. And I'm talking about the guy that's doing three meals, two snacks. So I think our bodies really don't need as much food as we think. But the cool thing is like, you're not doing low calories per se. You're actually having just one meal. You're having a good meal.
Yeah. So everyone says, okay, how can you have the same kind of stuff? So I'll do two hamburger patties that I make, you know, by hand and I cook those. I kind of mash them up. And then I put some shredded cheese on it. I use Frank's hot sauce and then I put my spices on and have that on top. I put that back in the microwave, melt the cheese on top. I have that last. So I have my big salad first. I put my spices on there. I have my olive oil mix dressing. I eat that first. I'm feeling pretty full after that salad. And then I have my nice, tasty hot meal at the end and I'm full and I'm always satisfied. And everyone's like, how can you eat the same thing every day just about? Well, by the time you go to eat your meal at, you know, after 23 hours, it looks pretty good to you.
Yeah.
And it's tasty. And that's all you need because I know I need to have that salad. I need to have the nutrients and I actually enjoy the salad for some reason. Mm-hmm. They're like, why don't you cook like broccoli? Why don't you just like, to me, doing all those extra recipes, you might get in the habit of eating too much. Yeah. And you don't really need it, tell you
that's
the truth.
Right. That's so right.
I'm a single guy. I just don't have time to sit there and cook all these fancy, like the keto meals. And the biggest thing that I've had this last year to go on besides this, I've actually inspired quite a few people that I know, probably 10 to 15,
wow,
that have done keto in the last year. And I don't really preach to them about, you know, I tell them kind of how to start out. They ask me a lot of questions. And I've had people lose over 100 pounds, 65 pounds. They've never done better, but people don't believe me. Like my sister, I was just back home and she's been trying for a year on Weight Watchers. She's lost 5 pounds over the whole year. I was home a month ago and she's already down just about 15 pounds. She cannot believe it. And she's eating food that she never would have ate on Weight Watchers.
Wow.
And now her other friends in her little Weight Watchers group, they're trying out keto. So they're kind of putting Weight Watchers aside and getting on keto because, you know, for girls, it's a little bit tougher, but their problem is they're eating a little too much at the beginning. So I said, why do you have to have four meatballs? Have two meatballs. I tried to tell everybody, just start cutting back your food. You can't just be open on keto to eat 5 hamburgers, 10 pieces of bacon, salad. You have to have portion control and you don't need all that food. You'll feel fine. So
Yeah, I think especially when you're doing intermittent fasting, like I tell people to do it together, in the initial stages, they know they're not going to go for a period of time with eating. And the mental thought is like, oh my, I better eat as much as I can because I'm not going to survive. I'm like, and then all of a sudden you do it. And I'm like, wow, I'm okay with this. But the problem is if you eat too much, you're going to be so freaking stuffed. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You can have a decent meal. Because think about it. What you're burning is you're burning also your own fat. And that's part of the meal, between the meals.
Yeah. And you know what the big one that people don't discuss enough is the insulin. When you eat a meal, I try to tell this to the people that I've helped. There's quite a few people reach out to me. If you eat food, I always tell them, you have 4 to 5 hours after you even put a bite full of absolutely just fat, your insulin's going to go up. So you can't lose weight. So if you think you can eat this and have another, you know, fat bomb or another snack, you're never going to lose weight. You have to, like on my success, everyone's like, okay, how did you lose 340 pounds in 2 years? Well, I found a solution. You need that whole bit of time where there's no food in your body, where that's how you lose this weight. You only need that one meal a day. But I tell people, don't go crazy. Maybe do an 8-hour eating window. Then go down to a 6-hour and then get down to a 4-hour. And then if you can get really good, get down to that half hour. Just have one meal a day. And you have to get rid of that insulin in your body. You're never going to lose weight.
That's right.
And you got to – it's a huge one.
Yeah, tonight I'm doing a webinar on intermittent fasting. We're going to talk about a couple things related to what you just said, which is how much your insulin can, within 24 hours of fasting, your insulin drops by 70%. So you drop in this insulin. That is the switch that allows you to now tap into your own fat and get rid of inflammation. And like even like the swelling in your ankles, that was from all the starches and stuff. It was basically you had a severe, probably a vitamin B1 deficiency, and the heart was working harder. But the other thing is when people do keto, sometimes they don't do enough vegetables. And this is what happens. They'll do well because they're dropping insulin, but then they'll plateau. And one of the reasons is because they don't have the diversity of microbes in the gut to make things like butyric acid and these other things that help you take you to one step further. They help you with your blood sugars. They help with digestion. I mean, even overweight people have a completely different profile of microbes than thinner people. I'm on the same wavelength as what you're talking about with these.
So salad is probably the most important. Like, and I'm trying to get my people that I'm kind of coaching and helping out. I'm like, you need to eat this big salad first. They're like, I take 5 bitefuls and I'm full. I'm like, just trust me, eat it and eat it more. It'll be the best thing for you because the protein is what I need for muscles and it gives me my little taste, but I actually enjoy the bigger salad. And I switched that about 6 months ago and I've had better success. I'm feeling way more satiated, satisfied, having double the salad. And it, you know, it just helps more. And like everyone's like, well, you know, your guts feel better, your mood feels better. And it's weird doubling the salad, not the protein. The protein actually makes me feel worse than doubling that salad. And I was always straight on kale for so long, but it's hard to find straight organic kale salads.
Yeah.
Here, unless you cut it, it's tough. So they have this thing called, I found a really good one, Power Greens, and it's got everything in it. I've been happy on that. I still take a little bit of my vitamin regency. I still do my potassium and my magnesium and my multivitamins and a few of those. I do that every day. But, you know, the secret is, and I still got some fat to lose. But, you know, the really weird thing in this last year is I've seen some people, I go home and I've only lost 14 pounds this last year-ish. But they're like, holy God, have you got skinny? Like, they've really noticed it for some reason. And I haven't lost a lot of weight. I lost way more weight in the past. But this last year, because I've gone down in sizes, but I've gained some muscle. People are really starting to notice now that, well, you're skinnier than the normal person. I've never had that in the past, I guess you would say. Wow. There's a lot of people noticing now, even guys at work I haven't seen in 2 weeks. They're like, God, you're looking skinnier. And I've only maybe lost like a pound. It's kind of a weird one, you know? Yeah. That's what I've been seeing a lot of it this year. A lot more people have noticed that I've lost a lot less weight this year. But you're kind of shifting your body. I don't know what it is. It's
the composition. A couple things that happen with your liver has to, your body has to eat up all that fat from the liver and even the pancreas before you can truly get rid of insulin resistance. So you have a lot of metabolic things happening internally that are probably a priority. It's like rebuilding protein structures, cellular protein apparatuses, versus just dumping the excess energy, which is fat. So your body has its own priority of what it does. And as long as you're shrinking, you're feeling good. Don't take it as a loss. One point I want to bring up with the protein, which I'm in a total agreement. This is one thing we're going to talk about at the summit, is that I'm not going to kind of get off into too technical, but too much protein actually makes your life a little bit shorter because you're actually, it puts a lot of waste into the liver and things like that.
Yeah.
So people actually live longer if they have the right amount of protein, nothing, just a, and the formula that I use now, which is basically, like on you, like your size, probably about 55 grams of protein per day, which is
plenty.
Yeah, that's just like, that's 8 ounces, okay? So yeah. Per day. And if you have that much and don't go crazy with too much, you actually live longer. And especially when you do intermittent fasting, you'll live a lot longer. So it's really important, especially with longevity. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what the big thing that everybody tells me? And so like, if you're working out, you know, you should be gaining muscle. Like I've, you know, kept track because there were some comments made last year on your thing. They're like, well, if you're doing this and this, but I've really kept track of the muscle. And I have gained quite a bit of muscle this year. I know because I'm getting way stronger. But you don't need a lot of this food. And I have a lot of energy. I work all day. You know, I work around home, you know, and then I go to the gym every night. And I come home from the gym, I'm more energized. Like, if I don't tell myself I got to eat, I probably forget about it because I'm even more pumped after working out. So this whole thing of you need all this food for energy, you need all this other stuff. Once you get yourself converted over, and you can stick to the intermittent fasting. Like but it scares a lot. You know, the biggest thing I've been finding in all these articles that are coming out against us is like, I think the sugar companies are after us. I think the carb companies are after us. I think the doctor's after us. But I keep saying, no, my doctor keeps telling me to go on statins. I'm like, no way. Like, you know, so.
It's a threat to a very large industry. And I'm surprised we don't actually hear more because think about how much money is tied in with carbs.
Oh, it's hard. You go to a supermarket. Like I try and find a few things. I'm trying to, you know, I have to take people shopping to show them how to read stuff and how to do stuff. And, you know, it's a tough one out there. That's why I'm a simple kind of guy. Like I'll tell people, if you want really good success long-term is stay simple, find a few good things you like and stay simple. Don't go to these keto books, sorry, keto people, and have all these elaborate meals. Because you're going to end up eating too much. You not know your portion size and you're going to eat too much.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah, I agree. I keep it simple. I mean, what I eat, I mean, I'm like, I throw some salad in a bowl. Today I'll be having a hamburger and maybe some nuts. That's it. Yeah. That's all I'm doing. So it's like, Dr. Burr, why don't you create a video? I'm like, it's too boring. It's just too simple.
So, I'm the exact same way. Like I get that from my family and my friends that know me, they just shake their head at me. And like, I am more satisfied than I have ever been satisfied with the meal I have. And I'm excited to eat that meal. There's no issue about being bored anymore.
No. Yeah. I know. It's a great way. Well, Stephen, I really appreciate you doing this follow-up because now people can see that, no, you didn't gain the weight back. You're continuing to see progress. It is working versus the Biggest Loser program, which, you know, that doesn't really work.
We'll do another one a year later here, and we'll tell them how great it's going to do. You know, it's like I'm having more success this last year. I've enjoyed this last year more than I've ever enjoyed anything because I've been at a smaller size. My workouts are getting better. I'll tell people I can shop clothes on a regular rack. I can fit in any seat. I don't worry. Like you said at the beginning, I don't worry about a booth. I'm like, let's go sit in a booth. Let's get on that plane seat. I'll fly economy.
That's great.
So it's, you know, and I'm traveling a lot more, you know, socializing more. So the whole thing of where I was 3 years ago, almost dead, to where I am now. And then the life ahead of me that I have, and especially with intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
You know,
this is so huge. Well done, Stephen. So thanks.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know, I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.